Welcome to episode 28 of Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. Tonight we're going to be sipping and talking about two Japanese whiskeys, the Suntory Toki and also the Kuriyashi malt whiskey. And we can get started.
You're John.
I'm John.
I'm Marlis.
And I'm Judy. We only have two tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, I found Japanese, most of them, to be rather expensive.
Yeah. They're not cheap. They are lovely, though. Mm-hmm. They are both this golden yellow mm-hmm. color that goes very well with the Christmas lights that I've got up. So, yay.
Yes, but if you look at our picture on our Instagram or Facebook, you will see the lovely Christmas attire.
Mm-hmm.
No, chicken.
Chester the whiskey chicken is downstairs for the holidays.
He's been put in time out for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Poor Chester.
Well, or maybe just giving some time off.
I guess. Like, he has been standing there a long time.
He's going to be back soon.
He'll probably be tired.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
Okay, so Marlis has brought the Suntory whiskey.
Yeah, this is Suntory is now one of the big conglomerates that owns huge amounts of stuff in the distilling world. They started out as a Japanese brewing company. They started with wine and have made inroads into soft drinks and sandwich chains and other things. And in 2014, they acquired Beam Incorporated. So they're now one of the largest makers of distilled beverages in the world. They started... it was started by a man named Shinjiro Tori, and he first opened his store in Osaka in 1899, selling wine and then fortified wine, and then opened the first Japanese malt whiskey distillery, the Yamazaki Distillery, in 1924. So, and then 5 years later, their first Suntory whiskey, Shirofuda, which was white label, the first single malt whiskey made in Japan. So Toki is a blended whiskey, not a single malt, and it's mostly Hakushu single malt and Chita grain whiskey with a little bit of additional single malts from some of the other Suntory distilleries that have aged in American and Spanish oak. The Hakushu aged in American oak. So let's have a smell. Let's look at the aroma, rather. It was not an elegant way of saying that, but...
Can't you smell that smell?
It's very light. My experience with Japanese whiskey is pretty minor, but it does tend to be a lot lighter.
I think the only Japanese whiskey I've had was when we went to Chelsea Farms.
Right.
We did have Suntory Toki there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I was saying. Oh, okay. You said the only experience with Japanese.
I'm sorry.
This specific whiskey.
That I was not saying. You are correct, sir. I am so sorry. I was saying that I had it at Chelsea Farms.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That was my point.
Okay.
Sorry.
But we were making different points.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, it is like smelly.
It is, and it's kind of light. And so coming from, being used to having mostly scotch, it's like, well, gee, I don't smell a lot of the dark fruit, or there's no smoke or peat or anything like that. It's very delicate, so it's harder for me to pull out a specific.
No, I was, Marlis gave me a book on Japanese whiskey, probably for Christmas last year or something, and I haven't actually read it yet. Sorry, Marlis. I do have a lot of books. But it is more, usually those books on whiskey are more of a reference, but this actually, it is a reference book because it has tasting notes on a lot of different whiskeys, Japanese whiskeys, but it also tells the story of Japanese whiskey, and they talk about how if you want to compare Japanese whiskey to, other types of whiskey, it does come closer to being like scotch than it does the others. And it said something about possibly because of its burnt flavor. I wasn't sure about that part, but, I might have to go back and read that passage again to make sure I wasn't misinterpreting what they were saying.
Yeah, no, it doesn't taste like bourbon, anything like bourbon or Canadian whiskey.
No, it's not sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's And you're supposed to smell basil and green apple. I think I do get the green apple and a little bit of honey in there, which is lovely. But, you know, again, my experience is very limited, but it seems that they go for more lighter fruits, more citrus, more floral, you know, some sweetness, but not, certainly not as sweet as some of the Speyside or Highlands that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Or bourbons.
Or bourbons, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, go ahead and taste.
I think it has more of an alcohol note.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the aroma is light in terms of scents. It's possibly slightly rough in terms of the alcohol.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a bite.
Yeah.
But we've had bitier.
Oh, absolutely.
Non-Japanese. So.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's not offensive. It's not an offensive bite.
No.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's actually pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our custom is you kind of take home the whiskey that you rung, so mm-hmm. it certainly won't be a difficulty.
That's
in
right. That's
this
right.
Bottle.
You won't be stuck with
no.
a lot, not like me being stuck with that mezcal. There wasn't two bottles of it?
Yeah, we have two small bottles of mezcal.
I'm not too sure. We should have taken that to the beach with us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was always next year.
Well, time for a party.
Time for a party. Or I'll just save it for next year. It won't go bad.
That's true. That's true. All right. But it is good. You're supposed to taste things like grapefruit, grapes, peppermint, thyme. I don't get peppermint or thyme so much.
So this doesn't sound like odd things to have together.
And whiskey. Yeah.
Peppermint and thyme. It's,
yeah. Yeah.
Would you like cook with those things together? Probably not.
No, I don't know.
Huh.
But I get citrus at least and kind of the lighter fruity taste. Kind of tasty, actually.
It is.
It is tasty. So.
I think I get a little bit of the grape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a slight sweetness. It just reminds me. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Are we ready to move on to the second?
I think so.
We have the Kurayoshi malt whiskey from Matsui. The Kurayoshi distillery. I guess the water around there is supposed to be soft. So they say that it affects its flavor, and it says it makes it more condensed, and I'm not sure exactly what it means by that. I can tell from the website that it has been translated, and it is not the greatest of translations on the website. So some of the sentences are like, I'm not really sure what they're trying to tell me, but that's pretty much all I have to say about that. Sorry, I don't feel that I have. I didn't find a lot of information about the distillery itself. There was more information about, you know, tasting notes and things like that. But the website was the only thing I found that had anything about the distillery. And yes, it says the mellow water from Kurayoshi beneath the Mount Daisen, Daisen. I do not know if I'm pronouncing that.
Daisen.
Yeah.
Mm. It smells very different. It's got a much stronger smell.
I'm getting dark fruit, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it feels. Smells. I'm doing great tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite as alcohol-y as the other one.
Mm-mm.
You know, oddly, it reminds me of tequila or mezcal. You know, I'm just saying.
I like tequila. I just didn't like mezcal.
Right. Yeah. No, but it's got almost an agave kind of aroma to it.
Or maybe some honey or something, I guess.
Yeah, it could be. It could be a honey combined with fruit.
I guess
it smells good.
It has sweetness from raisins, nuts, and vanilla.
Okay, yeah, I can see the raisins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and taste it. Yeah, there's definitely some vanilla in there. Now, it also has a little bit of a bite, even though it smelled more mellow.
Mm-hmm.
This one is 43%. I don't know what is the cookie.
Hang on just a sec.
Yeah, there's a lot of vanilla.
43%.
I didn't get the vanilla. I'm not sure what I was getting initially. It was almost a woody kind of a flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But the finish was strong with vanilla. It was interesting. I like it.
Now, just tasting these two in isolation from all other whiskeys, this one seems to me, the Kurayoshi is far more like a Scotch or... It has more of that body to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit of, not heavy at all, but more of a middle weight kind of whiskey.
Yeah.
So this, here's some tasting notes from caskers.com. Well, mm-hmm. actually they sell it, but they also give more of a description. It says this mellow Scotch/Japanese pure malt hybrid is aged for over 3 years in ex-bourbon white oak casks mm-hmm. and cut to proof with the soft brown waters of the Tottori Prefecture. So, yeah, again, it's the water, kind of like yeah. Olympia beer.
Yeah,
well, it's the water. Well, prefecture is like a state or a county kind of mm-hmm. It's a, mm-hmm. an area. Okay.
But if they're using ex-bourbon cask, you can certainly taste a little bit of that there.
Yeah.
Well, this one says it's 46%, but what? Can you check the bottle and see?
What did you say it was initially?
43, but I might have been thinking about the other one.
46.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm
46.
Mm-hmm. This is my error-filled podcast.
It does not, it doesn't have as much alcohol burn as a lot of things I've tried that were less than.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty mild for 46.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And here's some more information about the distillery. It says Matsui Shuzo was founded in, which is where the Kiryoshi Distillery is located. That's the company they belong to. Was founded in 1910, which it says on the bottle.
It does.
And is located in the Tottori Prefecture northwest of Kyoto and the shore of the Sea of Japan. Fresh groundwater from the Tottori Prefecture wilderness is a blessing from the earth and is used to bring the Kiryoshi whiskey to proof. It is a very tasty, mellow characteristic of whiskey deserving of the name Kiryoshi, mm-hmm. the city of water and green.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah, sounds nice.
Tottori is known for its soft mineral water, which might give it that mm-hmm. another thing that gives it a different flavor from the other, and abundance of nature. Over 14% of the total land area of the prefecture is designated as natural park. So that is all for your tourist information from our podcast. But that had more information about the distillery than the distillery webpage.
Yeah. It was certainly easier to understand.
Yeah, I finally found that.
Yeah. If you were putting this in Scotland, maybe a lowland, kind of the lighter, flowerier scotches, or a very light Speyside kind of thing, maybe?
I think it's not quite as light as Speyside. I think Speyside might be a little lighter.
Really?
We all have different taste buds.
That's true. That's true.
And we've had a lot of scotch, so I just don't know that I know. Anyway.
It's, I know. Yeah, if you can find a more complex lowland,
mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of a lowland, but it has a little bit more complexity to it than the ones I've tried.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most of those were fairly simple, straightforward.
Mm-hmm. So which would you compare the Toki to? Do you think of anything it is similar
to? I mean, it would be a really light lowland.
Mm-hmm.
It would be it doesn't go to Scotland, I don't think.
Right.
On the other hand, in the middle of the summer, if you're sitting out in a little bistro and the outside seating and it's a little warm and you're having a lovely salad of some sort, this would go very nicely with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a big white wine fan, you know,
right,
so
right.
Yeah, get some of this. It's very tasty.
Yeah. They served it with seafood when we were at the, mm-hmm. the oyster bar.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. They paired it with, I can't remember what they paired
I think it was a guiduc salad.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
if right. those, if there are any of you who are not in the Pacific Northwest, the geoduck is an enormous clam that you usually...
which is usually in your clam chowder.
Yeah, but you chop it up and use it in other things mm-hmm. rather than serving it like on the half shell because it's like the size of...
Google an image. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's geoduck. Geoduck.
Not an attractive mollusk in general.
No, it's not.
No.
It's quite alarming, and you might not want to have small children around when you view it.
Yeah.
You'll have explaining to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
One of the local university has the geoduck for its mascot.
Yes.
They're not a real sports-focused university.
No, they're quite a liberal, artsy kind of place. They have sports teams and yet. Go gooies. I don't know. Ew.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Basically, they're phallic as all get out. That's what we're saying. In case,
in case you didn't catch on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
I need to get some water.
But they're very tasty. They're very tasty shellfish, and I highly recommend it. I wasn't
quite
sure.
Delicacy. They farm them here, and they harvest them, and most of it goes to Asia.
So there you got it. Yeah, I wasn't sure how I would feel about, because wasn't it raw?
No, not that. The venison was raw.
Oh, the venison was raw. Yeah. A lot of it was raw.
There was raw.
The oysters were raw as well. Mm-hmm. But I thought the gooey duck was. I wasn't sure how I'd feel about the whole gooey duck salad thing, but it was actually, I think, one of my favorite parts of the meal.
Yeah, it was good. Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that we have the one we have too, because I don't think it'll go wanting at our home.
Oh, no. Yeah, neither one of these.
I have to, before we add water, I have to have a little more of the Tukey because I sipped it.
Scarf it?
I was sipping. Anyone else need any?
Oh, yeah. A little bit more. Just pass it. Sometimes I forget that we go a second round with water.
Yeah.
I tend to do a little too much sipping.
The other one?
I think I did more sipping of the
Kurayoshi.
Was that the Star Trek thing again?
The Kobayashi Maru.
Yeah.
I think that's what we should call it. You know that one?
Yeah, please.
I'll take a little more too. As long as we're pouring. I know.
Perfect.
Oh, did you do the water?
I put water in, yes, in mine. So usually you do it with just, we're talking fairly small amounts of whiskey here to start with, and then we put in very small amounts of water, but it's more just to see what, if any, effect the water has on the taste.
This is already, I guess the lightness is more there.
Seems to me that there's more aroma with a little water in it, but that may be just nose fatigue.
Has it been running around a lot?
It's just so tired, I know. Yeah.
It looks tired. Pale and a little wrinkled.
Hey, I'm old. What can I say?
aren't we all?
It doesn't seem as burny. Is it just again that I'm used to it by now? Or?
We haven't had enough of it to be totally used to it. I think it did calm it down a little. I don't feel it because it was at the back of my throat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it did calm it down a little bit to put a little bit. So this would probably be good with an ice cube or a splash of water, whichever your preference.
And again, especially on a warm summer day, one ice cube and, you're set for... Mm-hmm.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah. Or
not. Or your...
Centauri or Neko or whatever, something.
Yeah, I wonder what that expression would be in Japan.
I probably don't have one.
I probably don't have that because that's just a weird
British thing,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now the Kurayoshi with some water.
Just going to say on the Tukey, a little bit more of the citrus.
From the little water in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the water does, either enhance it if you want to taste those things or not. Or you'll go, ew, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't notice as much difference with this one, but what do you guys think?
Mm-mm. I think it has a heavier, because it has a heavier flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what they mean by condensed. Maybe they mean it makes it heavier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That could be.
Maybe I should email
more intense flavor.
Or maybe more intense because I'm just really concerned about that word. I don't know why. Words matter, people.
That's what it said on that webpage.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Well, I don't know that we... Okay.
But thank you for reminding me.
I shouldn't tease John tonight. He's tired.
C'est la vie.
It didn't make it any better, which it's already was good, and it didn't diminish it either. So you can add water if you want or ice cubes, and you'll be just fine. Okay.
This would be lovely on a spring or autumn day when you're actually inside. You're not sitting in the outside area of the bistro, but you're having
some kind of fairly light
food. And
it's warming me up a little bit. So I think this might be a good winter drink as well.
Yeah.
You went to the ski lodge, but you don't ski, so you're just like hanging out with the people inside. And
I think it's a little light for that, but that's okay.
I think the 46% is having
the 46%.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, point taken.
Fine for that.
It's a little warming. Yeah, it's good.
And it is, and it's just the three, over 3 years, which could be almost anything. What is it, that book you said? It's like if it's over five, it's just like more than five.
Yeah, well, or it's
more than three.
If they have any kind of age date, then it means like the youngest of the whiskeys in this blend has to be at least 3 years old.
Right. Is this one a blend or is it a?
No, I think this is a malt.
This is a malt whiskey.
Yeah.
hit me straight up.
Well, it says malt whiskey. It does not say single malt whiskey.
That's true.
No, that's true.
It's a mystery.
Let's see. What do these things say? Does it say on the back if it's more than one distillery or more than one?
Well, let's see. This whiskey has been aged for more than 3 years in ex-bourbon white oak casks. It has a soft malt aroma that is fragrant and refreshing. The flavor is raisins, nuts, and vanilla with a balance of tart and sweet that harmoniously spread throughout your mouth. Fresh groundwater.
I was picturing these Japanese people grinding water.
I was like, fresh groundwater.
That seems like a really odd thing for them
to do.
Fresh groundwater from the wilderness of the Tottori Prefecture is a blessing from the earth and is used to bring the whiskey to proof. It is a very tasty, mellow character.
It's on the webpage that I read. They stole it off the bottle.
They just ripped it off the back of the bottle.
Okay.
It doesn't say anything about how aged it is.
And there are
more than 3 years.
It
doesn't give like a mash bill.
No.
Neither of these that we tried have an actual, okay, this is all from the Kurayoshi distillery or, you know, the Suntory. They blended things from their various distilleries, which they own them all. So
it does say that they have an 8 year, a 12 year, an 18 year.
Good grief.
And they also have a sherry cask malt whiskey.
Ooh.
Really?
And a 8 year sherry cask malt whiskey.
Yum.
So there are others.
We'll have to save our pennies.
For sure. I mean, there were some cheaper ones, but
the Toki is probably the cheapest. I got it at, and it's one that is widely distributed. Thank you, Marlis. It was because you can get it like in a grocery store or something usually if they buy a decent liquor thing, and it's maybe $40-$50, something like that.
Where this one was it in Oregon?
Okay, here, Olaf is
where it's cheaper.
There's almost no tax.
There's almost no tax on it. It was 66.
Yeah, I think 66.
66. Yeah. So it was a little more, but they had actually. At first, I was like, well, they only have like three, but then all of a sudden, you notice there was like a couple of them. But not knowing what we were doing as usual. We just went with this one.
Several of the bottles that I was looking at, after reading the fine print on the bottle, it said that it was made from rice.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was interesting.
Maybe we should do a rice episode.
Yeah, like a rice whiskey episode.
Rice whiskey episode. Where you sit here and eat rice and talk about it.
Yum, this is just
it's white really rice. Bland.
This is rice.
Yeah. Just put some butter on it.
So
we should do another episode with
rice-based spirits because I think there are like rice vodkas and rice other things. So we could give that a try sometime.
All right.
That'd be fun.
So both of these whiskeys are perfectly fine and dandy. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No, they're toothsome. We should say.
Mm-hmm. They have personality, both of them.
They do.
And if you have a gooey duck salad in your future,
try
some Toki.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well.
It sounds a little obscene given how. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's not no more.
Didn't mean to go there. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
there you have it.
Anyway.
Japanese whiskey.
Very so good. Ends Very episode tasty. 28, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everybody have a good evening, and I hope you enjoy some Japanese whiskey soon.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
And let us know if you try it and like it or don't like it or whatever.
Yeah,
let
please do. Yeah. Email us at funwithscotch@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know what you think. You can also look us up on iTunes and give us a rating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
5 stars would be appreciated, or you can be honest. So there you go.
All right. Yeah. There you go.
No, don't be honest, please.
All right.
I'm sensitive.
Have a good night.